This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry.
And I'm Adora Udoji.
So listening to Alyssa Wright talk about heroreports.org and how you can take these hero stories and put them on maps and create a new picture of your neighborhood, it reminded me of my own hero story that I talked about at the beginning of the program.
I can't wait to hear this
now,
one.
When you're on a subway, you're sort of sitting there, you're in your own thing, you're in your own world, your own book, your own newspaper or anything. Well, I was on this subway. We were stopped at a station. The doors were closing. There were a number of people there. A woman had left the car, but I wasn't really paying attention. But on the bench of one of the seats was this abandoned bag, remember? Like a backpack. It's a little spooky, abandoned bag. It doesn't look good. Now, the doors were shut, but we weren't moving yet. Suddenly, this woman appears at the door and starts, pounding. And I look at her and I say, what's the problem? Just wait for the next car. What is your problem? But she keeps pounding, though. And this older lady in about the middle of the car points to the abandoned bag sitting on the bench and says, it's her bag! Right. She'd gotten off the car. She'd forgotten her bag. She was going to leave her bag. And all of a sudden, this young, bearded, kind of Ethan Hawke-looking guy who was sitting there eating Indian food in the middle of the car. I'm suddenly paying attention now. He's right next to the bag. He stands up. He looks at the woman and starts motioning like he wants to meet her at the next station. But the message is kind of unclear. And, he's gesticulating
wildly. Because
all of
this is happening in seconds.
Yeah, in seconds. And the car is now starting to move, see? The Ethan Hawke guy's solution was something like, I'll email you, okay? We're starting to move. This was clearly not going to work. We're picking up speed. The woman's getting frantic. This is a big bag. Everything of her life seems to be in this bag. Then all of a sudden, these two guys at the other end of the car, wearing headphones, they're kind of hip-hop guys, they're talking loud, ignoring everybody in the car. They look around, they're paying attention now. We got it, they say. And one of the guys runs over to the bag. This was the amazing part. He picks up the bag. The other guy runs to the end of the car, opens the door, and walks through between the two cars, all right?
Now, there's that space.
Yeah, there's that space. Now, the woman is running down the platform after our car. She's watching her bag be manhandled by these hip-hop guys, right? All at once, the dude in the middle of the car tosses the bag across the car, all the way across the car, through the door. The other guy catches it, who's between the two cars, and at the last, absolute last possible second, he pitches it onto the platform just as we enter the tunnel.
Did she catch it?
Oh, yeah. She caught it. The bag landed right next to her. She grabs it through the window. We can see her jumping up and down doing this, And
saying,
the woman's hugging her bag. Everyone on our car is cheering. Everyone in the subway car. It's electric. People are screaming. They're jumping up and down. We enter the tunnel, and we continue on our way. And by the time we get to the next station, everyone's sitting there back in the car, back in their book, looking at their newspaper.
Silent.
Absolutely silent. But you know what? It couldn't happen if all those heroes weren't on that car, right? Couldn't happen without the old lady noticing that the bag belonged to the lady who was pounding on the door, right? Couldn't happen without Ethan Hawke standing up and doing all these, gesticulating things, right? Machinations. And the hip-hop dudes, of course, they were the biggest heroes of all, right?
Well, they got the bag to the woman.
I couldn't have figured that out.
It's interesting because everything that you just said is so instinctive. No one really had a whole lot of time to think. But all they knew is there was this bag and there was a woman who needed it.
And when you're in a subway car in New York, when you're in a lot of places around the country, you feel like maybe these people aren't going to protect me. In that subway car, I was so safe. If anything had happened, we all would have been fine. That's my hero report, I saw something and now I just said something. Hey.
Nice take.
See something. It's The Takeaway.
See something, say something. We want to hear your story. 877-8-MY-TAKE.
This is Ira Flatow, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, the Science Friday team has been reporting high-quality science and technology news, making science fun for curious people by covering everything from the outer reaches of space to the rapidly changing world of AI to the tiniest microbes in our bodies. Audiences trust our show because they know we're driven by a mission to inform and serve listeners first and foremost with important news they won't get anywhere else. And our sponsors benefit from that halo effect. For more information on becoming a sponsor, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.